Hi everybody, my name's Alan Hayes from Therapy Partners. I'm with Marcus Waters and with Gavin, and we're here to do our first trial podcast. So we're going to be talking about the Men2 groups that we formed last September.
Yeah, so we set up Men2 September 2019. In the view that there's a lot of support or raising awareness for mental health, but there's no actual physical place for people to go to talk about their issues or challenges they face. So we set that up last September and it's taken off really well. And we've got a very special guest, Gavin, today to talk about his experience of the group. So I guess the first question, Gavin, is how did you find out about Men2?
I found out Men2 through Involve. My wife cared for me for a while now and they suggested on one of the pieces of paper that when you first set it up that it was a group for men only, which actually works better, I think, in sometimes, because you can actually talk about things that you wouldn't necessarily want to talk about. Family group's been very helpful for actually letting out some of my personal anger and a loss that I had just before I joined the group of a friend of mine, and just being within men that could actually sit there and say, we know where you stand and we know where your actual direction's coming from, helps so much. And knowing you've got something kind of one day a week where you can actually let something out, you can build up your week and structure your week a little bit more. And that's what Men2 has given for me, the structure for the week.
Good, yeah, it's good to hear that, and thanks for that feedback. And I guess things are difficult at the moment with the lockdown, so we've been running the group remotely since March, so we've been using Zoom to do that. And we've also got the group, we have a WhatsApp group and a Facebook group as well. So how do you find the WhatsApp group? Is that helpful?
Yeah, the WhatsApp can be very helpful. You can just let things out and get more than one person's idea of a direction of looking at things. A few problems at home that have arisen recently where I've been looking at it there from one direction, and I've had other people sort of like turning the card upside down and saying stop, which helps sometimes because it can stop me from personally rolling into a tangent that's negative.
And I guess it's quite supportive in some ways as well, because the guys, especially with the lockdown, have got together and supporting each other. I know you've been helping out back on John.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of it. He's been shielding because of his age and his conditions. And that's been quite supportive, I guess, as well, being able to sort of do that and give something back.
It's been positive for me being able to help him out, because I've had something to look forward to seeing somebody different as well. And I know that maybe I was only the only port of call for contact for a couple of months.
Yeah.
So it's quite nice to see him and to make sure that things are level. And knowing that there are people out there that are less fortunate and in a position where they've got nobody around them to support them, it does help me out to be able to support other people as well.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are going through very strange times. So I guess a big question is, how has the pandemic affected you, your mental health?
Anxiety levels have been through the roof. And it's not necessarily been about the pandemic itself. You can pick up on other things, and I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm panicking about something that I know I've done the day before. So it's been done properly, but I'm still waking up in the morning and thinking, that's not good enough, I've still got to get out there and try and do it. Personally, I've been lucky. I've pretty much shielded my wife and my stepdaughter. So once you kind of, I've been the one that's gone to the shops, and I haven't really had a bulk of time indoors. I did towards the last couple of weeks where I had a little bit, where my anxiety's been a lot higher than what it was at the beginning. But I think struggling with anxiety myself before the pandemic has taught me how to deal with the anxiety during the pandemic. But also, I think that also gives you the bigger front to be able to say that I am okay, when actually inside you're raging and you're not okay. But for years, I've been telling people that I'm all right and not been all right. So it's kind of easier to just, yeah, everything's good, shrug shoulders and crack on again. Whereas I think during lockdown, I've enjoyed having personal space. I've actually enjoyed having people outside of the shops saying, behave yourself, stay 2 metres apart. Then getting in the shops and pandemonia kicks in and everybody's hit the floor and we're off again, and it's each to each his own in the shops, and that's kind of why getting deliveries helps as well massively.
So would you say your anxiety levels have gone up or down during lockdown?
Up. But not necessarily just about the pandemic. It's also being indoors more. Kind of, I want to get the jobs done and I want to get them, try and get them done properly. And then I get a job done and I get it half cock and I'm not happy with it. And then that kind of then is my mental health tells me, don't want to the next job because that one's not done. And then I become very lethargic. And it's kind of, so yeah, a lot more anxiety, but not necessarily about the reasons why people would think that we're anxious.
And I guess not having the face-to-face sort of meeting once a week on the Thursdays would be quite hard. We've got the online group, but that's been attended by various people, but it's shorter, and you haven't got the same experience of being in the room. But we're trying to change that. So tomorrow, we're going to try and do our first ever social distance walk. So that should be quite good. And we're doing that in a local park. And hopefully the weather's going to be okay. It's a beautiful day today, so that'll carry on. I guess it used to be good to get back to meet some of the people that we've not seen for a while.
Yeah, face-to-face contacts, a lot of it as well. Because I've seen people, like I've seen my parents all through this. I've been lucky, I've had the car, and been able to get to places. Speaking with my parents and seeing them through the window every week has helped me personally. But I can understand how hard it is for people that can't actually get to the locations when the buses were all shut down. It was harder for everybody. I think that opened up a lot of positives that people might, fingers crossed, start going into a better frame of thought processes.
So just thinking, if you were outside talking to somebody about the group and they were looking at coming along but were anxious about it, what would you say to sort of like try and smooth that over? What would you say was the benefit?
Get there early.
Yeah.
Get there early, get through the door, and at least people are coming in either you, rather than you walking into a group of people that you don't know. Walking to two or three people that you don't know is easier than a trickle of people coming in, filling up the room. Filling it up around you is a lot easier than filling it yourself. So
back to lockdown, what do you think moving forward now we're easing out of lockdown? Do you think you will be more anxious about the new way of living, or will you be okay with it?
I'm not rushing any at all. I don't want to be the first person in the shop. I've got no interest in that at all. Staying away from town is quite a big thing at the moment. No one really knows what's in town. You know, it's not necessarily the people that are walking around you. 50 days, they say, it can last on a piece of item of clothing. So touching something somebody else is touching is not necessarily the personal contact. I will still use deliveries for my food. I think I've kind of liked the idea of that as well. Knowing that you have to go and get some credential stuff that you really need to go and get, because sometimes deliveries aren't as fresh as what you can if you go to the shop yourself. I think changes for myself is just being a bit more cautious. I think looking at people that are washing their hands and smiling and thinking, you're trying to do something right here, rather than people that are just trying to rush around town and pick everything up. And after lockdown, I think I will still be a lot more indoors than what I was before, at least for the next couple of months.
And what have you learned about yourself during lockdown? About your mental health? Have you implemented any changes for yourself? Are you more aware?
learned to look after my anxiety a little bit more. Maybe the washing of hands has become a lot more without even thinking about it. I think that's kind of a lot.
A routine now?
Yeah, routines are kicking in now, which I think I'd like to keep up. I've looked into my own mental health, I was looking into a little bit of meditation, trying to get myself away from it a little bit. That's helped, just looking into different ways that people look after themselves. Personally, looking after, making sure I have my medication has been, during this time, has been more predominant to make sure that I do have it than outside of lockdown, because that's been a couple of days where I've forgotten to have it, and then you're melting down and you don't really know why until someone throws your medication at you and says, did you have them this morning? And you're like, don't know. I've learned to live with myself more. I've learned that just going out and getting a little bit of shopping can actually be your escape rather than having to find an escape of going to other locations, which at the moment probably will be higher risk. I've learned I don't miss football on a Saturday afternoon. I've learned that people can make the world go round a lot better, but having the right people in your life can make the world go round better. There's a lot of negative people around at the moment. I think because of the way they feel about the pandemic as well, a lot of people have withdrawn, and there's a lot of people that have actually gone out and just been so out the open about things that it's been quite comforting listening to the open ones. Sad's probably the wrong word, but listening to the people that are withdrawn and inside to themselves and not being able to do anything before and not being able to go around here and say, well, come and have a cup of tea. A social distance cup of tea in the garden's okay, but then you're looking around yourself to see who's listening in at you. And
so it sounds like overall that the actual pandemic's been quite a positive experience, in not necessarily many negatives at all in there.
The negatives were at the beginning. I lost a friend due to the coronavirus, and I lost somebody who I'd see at football regularly. So that kind of, once that had kicked in and once my mind had set in that this was quite as bad as what it was, then I locked myself away. But I haven't found, locking myself away, I thought was going to be scary. I thought it was going to be, come on, I've got to lock myself away with myself. I've got my wife there, my daughter there, and it's kind of, that's fine, we can all live together. But this is really, really going to be bad. But then once you actually got in there, once you settled down, and Netflix has been good. It's interesting, some things, but that's...
Especially Tiger, I think.
Unique, it's a very weird, unique word, yeah. But there's a lot of it on there that we've looked at and everybody's raved about, and we've kind of said, why are we watching this after the second episode? But there's a lot of things that people have gone, don't touch it. And we're like stuck on it after three. But that's what makes the world go around, different people, different aspects.
I think it's good that the group's being supportive, but suggesting things to watch and checking in with each other as well. So, you know, you won't be...
It does help, yeah. It does help. It's kind of sometimes reassuring when it goes quiet in the group, because you do hope that everybody's doing well. And then the next week it's, oh, sorry, I've been quiet, but things haven't worked out. And that can be slightly disappointing. I wish that sometimes people would open up a little bit in the group and be positive at the time rather than later on, because you feel like you can help somebody.
I guess it's hard for the online stuff there because it's a different environment, so it's not really the same as being in the room.
No, I think that a lot of people found that hard because they can't necessarily, when you're going through a group situation, you know who's in that group. Whereas some of us wear headphones, some don't wear headphones. You don't know what the outside world's listening in, but then it's them getting judged as much as you getting judged. It's them thinking, well, they don't need this group because they've got us around. Actually, having the people that are really close to you can open up to them and be like the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Opening up to them, a group of men that are just going to sit there and smile and give you a little bit of comfort, it can be helpful. And I think that's the positives out of the group. Yes.
So a couple more questions. What's your favourite thing about the group?
Seeing the same people and seeing honesty. I could also see the growth in people. I've seen multiple people come in, so I wasn't there at the beginning of it. I came in a little bit late. But it was the comfort on day one that I got. I wasn't in a very good place myself at the time. And being able to actually just let your emotions go in a group where someone's going to go, you know, on your own now, mate. Been there 2 months ago, 6 months ago. And just learning from the people in the room as well. Knowing that you're not on your own with your mental health issues. If you're going to struggle with your anxiety, there's normally one or two people that are sitting there glued to you to listen to what you're saying. And that you don't get anywhere else. And that's the positives about it, is the fact that people actually do listen to you. You get your time to say what you wish to say. You move on from there.
And what would you say to someone that's, any guys out there struggling that can find a group to go to?
Do it. Do it. If you've got nothing to lose by doing it. If you are worried about it, get hold of whoever's running it and say, I need to meet somebody outside. It's not a big issue. If you want to go try and make, if need be, meet someone for coffee beforehand and so that you know somebody before you walk into the room. But don't sit outside, not on your own. If you're going to sit outside on your own, you're going to struggle to come through that door because your anxieties in yourself are going to raise. And then once they've raised, you look through the door and you see 8 or 9 men sat in a room and you think, I'm not doing that, and you walk away.
And I think, to end, that's been a very common denominator. You know, every guy that's come through the door has said they felt anxious.
Yeah.
That's completely normal.
And it's absolutely normal. And I think as guys that run it, myself and Alan, probably also a bit anxious.
Mm, totally.
So it's very normal to feel that. I remember one guy sat in the car for 15 minutes before he came in.
Yeah.
But he came in. We had one guy turn up, he left, but then came back a week later. So that anxiety is quite normal, but I promise once you get into the group, it's going to be beneficial.
So thanks for that, Gary. That's really helpful, and it's really powerful as well just to hear what you said about the group and talking about lockdown and your experiences. And thanks to Marcus as well, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.